The United States still leads the industrial world in the number of young people imprisoned, but according to the report, in 2010, almost every state in the nation jailed fewer youth than a decade earlier. Utah in particular has seen a 30% drop since 2000. Karen Crompton is president and CEO of Voices for Utah Children. She notes the decline in incarcerations has not led to a surge in juvenile crime.
The public is safer. Youth are being treated less punitively and more humanely, and government is saving money because our juvenile justice systems are reducing their reliance on confinement.
One of the key components of Utah's juvenile justice system has been the use of receiving centers. These are community-based programs that operate as alternatives to detention centers. Susan Burke is director of the Utah Division of Juvenile Justice Services. She worries funding for some of these programs in rural areas of the state is at risk.
If we do not continue to get funding for some of the basic things that we need, we're going to probably see a reversal in this trend of having fewer kids locked up in our facilities.
Senate Bill 218, sponsored by Republican Daniel Thatcher, would require local communities to supplement funding for receiving centers. Burke says if this bill passes, many rural communities will struggle to find the resources to keep the programs afloat. Whitney Evans, KUER News.